This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. So nice to have a friend on again, part of our morning show. Brant and Sherry, that we know and love. I hear so many great comments, and they are doing incredible things for kingdom work. And so they've been talking about this followership conference. You know what? There's plenty of leadership conferences, and I love it that they're doing a followership conference. So I get to talk with Brant right now, take a few minutes of his time. And Brant, thank you first. Tell me what's going on in your world, you and Sherry, and about this followership conference.
Yeah, well, we are excited about this. It's like this crazy idea, and they're like, actually, we should do this.
Yeah.
You bounce it off some people, and like, actually, we need that. So the whole idea was, like, there's not really that much about leadership in the New Testament. Like, there really isn't.
Right.
Over and over and over, it's about following.
Come on.
Jesus is looking for followers. I've just noticed this in my own life. Like, there's not many opportunities where we just stop and go, wait, how do we do this?
Yes.
How do we become being his apprentices, being his disciples? So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about exactly that, like how to follow Jesus. And I cannot wait. I think it's going to be super fun. There's going to be a lot of laughs.
Yes.
It's going to be so good.
We have to have laughter.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's April 12th through the 14th. It's right around the corner. It's not very far. And this is going to be at Grace College. And why that location? Because several people have asked.
Well, I have had the opportunity to go there to speak at their chapels and stuff. And I've been so impressed with the college overall.
Yes.
And deeply with the faculty and students both. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, I know there's people from all over the country that are going to want to come.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice, too. It's like, let's just do it here in the Midwest and everybody can come from all over. And they are.
Love it.
So people are coming from all over. And it made so much sense. And we just enjoy them so much at Grace College.
Yeah, great friends. Love having it there. So what's this going to look like? You know, are we sitting in a conference in classroom style all day long or what? Because I know that's not
true.
Well,
there'll be some of that, but it'll be pretty interactive.
Sure.
I'm going to talk several times. And then we'll have some guests, too.
Okay.
Sherry's going to MC.
Nice.
And we're going to do some goofy stuff too, but it's going to be like literally a session on how to love your enemies and then a session on how to not be anxious and be like the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, how to actually do this.
Yeah.
Like, each session will be like that. It's going to be tons of stuff to come back and talk with friends about or take back to your own church or small group or something. Because it's all going to be very applicable. Here is how to do this. A lot of Sermon on the Mount stuff.
Okay.
There's going to be music, too. We got some musical friends coming.
Yay.
Literally because they wanted to. They heard we were doing this. They're like, I'll come.
Wow.
So that's going to be great, too.
That's going to be so great. I see this also as like small groups going together, like in friendship groups going together, because it's going to be worth talking about afterwards. You don't want to just come and say, oh, that's good. I feel like you're going to want to fulfill something when you get done with this, right?
Yeah, this is all very practical. It's the way of Jesus, like the way of living. I mentioned this to Mike Dunahy. He's the lead guy from 10th Avenue North.
Yes.
He's got his own solo career and whatnot, but he's like, I want to be there.
Huh.
Where is it? When is it? I'm like, Grace College. So he's going to be there.
Nice.
I'm going to have him speak and then maybe do a song or two. Then Josh Havens from The Afters wanted to be there. He's going to lead some worship. I've got a friend of mine named Lance Ford. He's a brilliant author. He's just great on this stuff to talk about loving people in your neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
He wrote a book about that, like creatively doing that. So it's going to be a blast.
Yes.
And goofy stuff, too. I've invented a sport called dance ball. It's kickball, but you have to dance with a live DJ.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So does that mean you're doing it, too?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
And
you
then,
have to.
And then you'll want to watch if you're going to do it while we invent this sport. We're going to have food trucks there the whole time.
All right.
It's just going to be so applicable. We cannot wait.
Cannot wait. So much fun. Okay, let's do this again. Grace College, Winona Lake, Warsaw. April 12th through the 14th, so it's 3 days. And if they want to get tickets, I'm going to tell you this because you can go on to our Star website at star883.com, get your tickets for that, and you can hear this interview and more information about the event on my Conversations link. So, Brant, we can't wait to see you and Sherry. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, can't wait.
Woo, it'll be great. star883.com. Click on Conversations.